time to talk Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series on the team.
And joining us right now on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, his team coming to Grand Junction for their first ever appearance in the Junior College Baseball World Series. He's the coach of the Rhinos of Gaston College, North Carolina. Sean Doty joins us. Sean, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me. Excited about the opportunity.
Take us through what it was like to beat Florence Darlington, a team that's been to Grand Junction before. You take the East District title 12-2. The emotion, the feelings that your ball club, you and your club had in getting that win and knowing that you were coming to Grand Junction for the first time.
Well, I think it's a process. I mean, we are a relatively new junior college. I mean, this is our first year eligible for postseason play. We had a really good year last year and, you know, really didn't get to see anything come to fruition. So for us, it was about kind of the journey, you know, making it through the region and then the district. And Florence Darlington's got a really good club. They've been there. They won the regular season. We won the Region 10 tournament. And so, you know, I kind of came down to that last day. And fortunately, you know, we had what I consider a really big hammer in the fact that we were at home and our guys played really well. And you know, the minute it was over, it was instant celebration. And it's been that way for a couple of days, you know, Monday and Tuesday. And then last Wednesday, we started to go back to work and try to prepare and, you know, go out there and play the same way that we've played over the last 3 weeks. I think we've played really well the last 3 weeks. So trying to keep that going. It's a great atmosphere. We hear nothing but great things about it. And, you know, the biggest part for me is keeping my guys focused on the task at hand, which is going out and trying to win the next game.
He's the coach of the Rhinos of Gaston College, North Carolina, Sean Doty, joining us today on the Team Sports Network. You mentioned the restarting of the program in the fall of 2021, your first season of postseason eligibility, and you're able to get to Grand Junction. Take us through that process, Sean. What happened there in regard to restarting the program?
Well, I think Dr. Hoosier saw the value of athletics. Our board of trustees saw the value of athletics. You know, I had been at the Division I level for several years and kind of had an idea of what I thought this place could become, Charlotte being so close and being a regional airport. We're playing in an old professional park in which we've done about almost $1.4 million worth of renovations to, with a locker room and a weight room, you know, attached. And so, you know, anytime you start talking about recruiting, you start talking about facilities as well and development. And you know, the transfer portal changed the way that people recruit these days. And you see the Division I schools really getting much older. So, you know, our market is, you know, the young kids that just aren't getting opportunities to play. You know, maybe they're at a Division I school, they're good players, but they're just not getting the at-bats or the innings that they need. And how can we develop them and move them on? And, you know, this year's team so far, when Grand Junction's over, hopefully 10 days from now, 12 days from now, whatever that is, you know, we have 14 young men that have already committed to go play Division I baseball somewhere else next year. So we like the formula. We like where we're at. It's just simply a matter of going out there and trying to play well. And I wouldn't call Grand Junction a distraction at all. It's amazing. But some of our guys have never flown, so that'll be a challenge tomorrow. Some of our guys probably haven't played in front of, you know, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 folks. So keeping them grounded and keeping them focused on the now and being in the present and just playing as well as we can play.
He's the coach of the Rhinos of Gaston College, North Carolina, Sean Doty, with us today on the Team Sports Network. For coaches that haven't been here, Sean, they usually rely on talking to other coaches that have been to Grand Junction as a sounding board to get kind of a lay of the land, the expectations, those kind of things. Has there been a couple of coaches, a coach or coaches that you've talked to get some intel on what it's like playing at Sam Saplesio Field in Grand Junction?
I have. It's been really interesting. They all, you know, there's a fine line there that, you know, you try to get to your players and even your coaching staff. I mean, we obviously are there to play well and have a chance to win. But, you know, some of the advice I've gotten is, hey, you know, take it in, soak it in, enjoy it, because it's just such a special place, such a special atmosphere. And I want our kids to be able to do that, you know, first and foremost, but staying focused on the game at hand. And then, you know, the elevation there a little bit, and the ballpark and its dimensions, and, you know, the crowd noise. And so there's some things there that we'll have to get used to that we've talked about. The good thing about our district is we finished a weekend ago, so we're, you know, knock on wood, getting relatively healthy every single day, and guys are getting, you know, some time off. So I have reached out to a bunch of my colleagues. They're excited for me. I'm excited to try to pass that wisdom on to our guys, and then we just need to go out and hopefully take care of some business.
Well, I imagine you probably picked the brain of Preston McDonald, who, of course, you beat his Florence Darlington team to come to Grand Junction, to Doug Little at Potomac State. Those are guys who've been out here, and they kind of know the lay of the land, don't they?
They absolutely do, and, you know, it speaks a lot to the quality of our district. So really had to battle through that. And then I'm an Arkansan, so really good friends with the coaches at Cali County, really good friends with the coaches at Crowder Community College, and I know those folks make appearances all the time as well.
And of course, Cali, last year's national championship runner-up for Lefty Burrows and those guys here in Grand Junction. We're talking with Sean Doty, the coach of Gaston College, North Carolina, making their first trip ever to Grand Junction. Sean, let's talk about your ball club. 309 batting average this season. And Trey Truitt's had a really good year for you, 319 batting average. He leads you in home runs. He also leads you in RBIs, 15 homers, 65 RBIs. Take us through Trey Truitt and certainly the season that he's had for your ball club.
Well, Trey's been really good. Obviously, the numbers bear that out. He's not your typical middle-lineup guy. He will take walks. His on-base percentage is extremely high. You know, that's one of the things that we really focus on. Is it's amazing what you can do when you swing at strikes. So that's one of the keys is getting good pitches to hit. Our walk to strikeout ratio is really good. We want to move the ball with two strikes. Kind of the first two swings are for you and the last swings for the program approach. We call it a B swing. We'll spread out and go no stride. And you know, I see it working at LSU, so I think it's good enough for Gaston. And then, you know, we're a defensive-oriented team. Our shortstop's committed to a Division I school. Our third baseman will be very, very soon. Our center fielder's committed to a Division I, as is our left fielder. So we're going to pick it up and throw it. We're athletic in the outfield. We can run. You know, Trey's a big part of what we do, obviously, but we feel like we have a lot of pieces to the puzzle. And then, you know, on the mound, we throw a lot of strikes, 400-something innings, 163 walks, and over 500 strikeouts. So we're going to come at you. We're going to force you to put balls in play. And, you know, for us, we just want to create traffic on the bases. We like to run. We like to bunt. We like to hit and run. We're a little bit old school in that fact. And sometimes I think that's a hard matchup for folks because, you know, people don't play like that much anymore.
We're talking with Sean Doty, the coach of Gaston College, the Rhinos, coming to Grand Junction for the first time. Another one of those pieces that you kind of referenced, Sean, is Wade Kelly, who leads you in stolen bases, 38 on the season. He's got a 342 batting average. He's a guy that when he gets on the base paths can create a lot of havoc.
Well, he can, and I think, you know, part of being a really good offense is finding a way to score runs without having to, you know, get three hits in an inning. And, you know, Wade gives us an opportunity to, you know, to bunt himself on, steal second, move over on a fly ball or a ground ball and score on a sack fly. So, you know, anytime you can score a run without getting a hit, and you know, he has that speed element. Durslag at the top can run a little bit. Trey's got 18 bags, I believe. So, you know, we're going to try to find alternate ways to score. Sometimes that guy on the mound dictates how good you are on offense. And if he's really, really good, you know, we have to find some other ways to produce runs.